Hi, this is Bruce Bear, PAC, with another audio boo from the North Carolina Family Doctor. Have you ever heard of amyloid B? It's a protein produced in the brain. As we age, we produce more of it. It must be necessary or normal, but too much in our brain is associated with risk for Alzheimer's disease. Now, we make transporter proteins to remove it, the amyloid B, I mean. The amount of the transporter proteins increases as we age. They don't work well, though, if you don't have enough vitamin D. Many of us, especially in northern latitudes, have too little vitamin D. We work inside, we wear sun protection factor lotions and makeup on our faces, long sleeves, and in the hot weather we stay inside. So supplementing is recommended with at least 800 international units of vitamin D3 per day. Vitamin D2 is available, but it's only 30% as effective as taking vitamin D3, which is what is actually produced in our skin by ultraviolet sunlight. Once blood levels are normal, you can maintain vitamin D at 800 international units, but if our vitamin D levels are low, then 2,000 international units per day until levels get into the normal range for a few months is recommended. Ultraviolet light for 15 minutes a day on our arms, face, and lower legs stimulates production of vitamin D in our own bodies. Did you know that vitamin D is made from cholesterol? Well, preserve your mind and your bones. Get enough vitamin D in your diet. This is Bruce Bear, PAC, with another audio boo from the North Carolina Family Doctor. We hope you'll stop by and see us sometime soon in Chapel Hill.